Tightened security on the U.S.-Canadian border is keeping car traffic lighter these days, but trucks carrying trash from Ontario into Michigan are crossing the border in record numbers. Since the beginning of the year, Toronto has been sending all of its trash to a landfill southwest of Detroit. Now, local residents and Michigan politicians are saying, enough. Michigan Public Radio's Sarah Hewlett reports.
Off the highway, about 30 miles south and west of Detroit, is a cluster of sleepy towns sitting in the shadow of a towering landfill with the bucolic-sounding name Carlton Farms. Dusty trucks, a lot of them, begin creeping up the dump's steep switchbacks starting at about 6 every morning. As many as 140 trucks come here from Toronto each day, and the dump will take in more than 1 million tons of that city's trash this year alone. About a mile from the dump, a few locals are drinking coffee and swapping stories at CJ's Towing. Richard Antosik says people around here are fed up with the endless line of trucks, the dust, and the nearly unbearable stench.
They've got big mines that they could put this stuff in, but they don't want to put it in their country. They don't want to taint their little atmosphere they got there. Well, why do we got to take all the taint?
Angelos Bakopoulos is Toronto's garbage czar. He says his city had no choice but to look elsewhere after Toronto closed its main landfill.
No one in Toronto, including our mayor, our 44 members of council, or any staff that work in my division or anywhere in the city of Toronto are happy about sending their waste to Michigan.
Republic Services, which owns Carlton Farms, agreed to take the trash for about $48 million a year. It splits that money with the haulers who truck it across the border. But even some of Michigan's most pro-business politicians want to stem this brisk cross-border trade. That won't be easy. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that trash is commerce and is protected. But some Michigan lawmakers think they've found a way to slow, if not stop, the trash convoys. Patty Burkholz, a Republican state senator, is sponsoring a bill to prohibit certain items from Michigan's landfills. Things like tires, yard waste, and beer bottles.
We're not banning trucks from coming in from other states. We're not banning trucks from coming in from other countries. We're just saying you have to adhere to the same laws as our people have to adhere to.
Attorneys for the solid waste industry predict that any new law will be overturned, just like similar efforts in other states aiming to restrict trash imports. Bruce Parker is president of the National Solid Waste Management Association. He calls Michigan's effort unconstitutional and in violation of free trade agreements.
We're being demonized. Yeah, nobody likes, you know, a landfill that smells occasionally or it smells and we're trying to work on things like that. But to ban all this trash and to upset interstate commerce and federal treaties because of political ends, which are understandable, but rationally speaking, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
The people who live around the Carlton Farms landfill say they expect a court fight if Michigan passes new restrictions on waste imports. Lawmakers need to try something, they say. But Richard Antosik is skeptical that much will change here anytime soon.
These big boys, they don't care. They can buy anything they want.
And they don't live here.
And big, they don't live here. Oh, no, no.
No.
They live where it don't stink.
Clearly, Carlton Farms isn't going away. Neither is the need from other states and provinces to find a convenient place to dump their trash. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.